Karel Cronje, all the way from Switzerland. How are you, Karel?
Hello, Tracy. I am very well. We have a beautiful summer and it's absolutely amazing. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. I hear apparently you are experiencing a heat wave currently in Switzerland.
People here call it a heat wave. If you're from South Africa, you just call it summer. It's probably about between 29 and 34 degrees every day.
Tell me, what is it that you do in Switzerland, Karel?
I run a hotel called the Alpenrose Hotel and Gardens. I bought this hotel 3.5 years ago, and I'm here in a small village called Wilderswil. And Wilderswil is right next to Interlaken. Interlaken is basically right in the middle of Switzerland and right in the middle of the biggest, most beautiful mountains. Our most famous attraction is called the Jungfrau Joch, which is Europe's highest train station. So you basically get out a train station inside the glacier at 3,600 meters high. And if people don't understand how high that is, Tracy, that's three stable mountains on top of each other. And my hotel has direct views of this glacier and of the Jungfrau Mountains.
A lot of people say that the Swiss aren't necessarily the nicest people. They tend to be as cold as the snow. Is that the case?
I guess I need to be very diplomatic here, you know, and because I live here, but not everywhere, you know. In the cities, people are very liberal and open-minded, but in the countryside, even here where I live, in the tourist heart of Switzerland, they are very protective of their country, you can say it like that. So I won't say they don't like foreign people, but they want to see you integrate, and they want to see you also become Swiss. So I just think they're very protective of what they have achieved over the last few hundred years. They remind me a lot of South Africans, Tracy. They are very, very friendly.
What of the Swiss culture would you bring to South Africa if you could?
You know what South Africa can do with Swiss culture is being on time, because really that's what people love coming here. If the train says it's departing on this minute, it's gone on that minute, you know, and everything is on time. You can really set your watch to it, and then imagine chocolate and cheese. That is the big thing. Who doesn't like lots of different cheese options? And they are really the masters of chocolate. I've traveled a lot around Europe and around the world, but here it's a fine art. That's definitely what I would bring to South Africa.